Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Midos Daf Lamed Vav, Midos 36. In today's Daf Yomi, we are up to Mishnah Dalet, the fourth Mishnah in the third chapter of Maseches Midos. And the Mishnah, as a background to the Mishnah, we know that it states in the Torah, it states in Deuteronomy chapter 27, verses 5 and 6. It says, Uvanisa Shem Mizbech HaShem Olkecha, you shall build an altar to Hashem your God, Mizbech Avanim, an altar of stones. Lo Tanif Alehim Barzel, you're not allowed to hew them with iron. Avanim Shlemos Tivnez Mizbech HaShem Olkecha, you shall build the stones out of complete stones for the altar. So there are two laws that are in this verse. One is that it's prohibited to build the altar from stones that touched iron at all. Of course, we don't know for sure if something has touched it, but we try to get it from places where it's almost incredibly impossible for iron to have touched it. That's the first principle. And the second law that we learn from here is that even if the iron, we know that the iron will prohibit it even if it doesn't make it blemished or nicked. But there's a second law, which is that even if something is nicked, but it wasn't from an iron, it's still going to be prohibited. So those are the two laws that we learn about the stones that were used in the altar. So our Mishnah says, Echad Avnei HaKevesh, whether it's the stones of the ramp which led up to the altar, V'echad Avnei HaMizbech, or whether it's the stones of the altar itself, in either case, they came from Mibikat Beit Kerem. They come from the place which is called the Valley of Beit Kerem. And this Beit Kerem is a place that was referred to in Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 1. The Rush says that the Yavetz says it was near Jerusalem. So there the stones were known from being very smooth. And so what they would do there is V'chofren, they would dig there with the part of the axe which had no iron on it, and so therefore we don't have to be concerned that the iron would perhaps touch it. And they would do it lamata mibesua, they would dig there underneath ground that for sure had never been dug since time immemorial. How would they know that? They would know that this was ground that had never been touched. Mivimisham avanim shlemos, and they would bring from there very, very complete stones, shalohu nafalam barzel, that iron had never touched them, because they got them from uncharted territory. Shabarzel posel, and because we know that, and this is the law, that iron disqualifies the stones of the altar, binigia, even by just touching the altar, because it says lo tanif, and tanif just means even touching it, and even without it causing a blemish. So this is the law of Barzel is posel binigia, upigima becholdavar. And if the stones were themselves nicked, then we say it's going to be blemished, even if it became nicked, not from iron, but from something else. Nifka ma achas mehen, hi pesua v'kulon ksheros. Let's say one of the stones of the altar itself became blemished, then that stone itself becomes disqualified. However, the other stones of the altar are kosher. That is the law. Umelabnin osan, and how often would they replace the lime on them? So pamayim bishana, they would do this twice a year. Pam echad, they would do it one time b'Pesach, one time on Pesach, ve'echad b'chag, and one time on the holiday of Sukkot. And the sanctuary itself, the outside of the sanctuary, they would only do it pam achas b'Pesach. They would only do it once a year at Pesach time. And Rebbe says, Rebbe was of the position that's not the case, but rather they would actually place the lime on the altar and on the ramp kol erev Shabbos, every Friday afternoon, milabnin osah b'makom. They would take a wet towel and they would wipe it on, because there was a lot of blood that was thrown on the altar and they wanted to clean off the altar, and so they would do it every Friday. Lo ayu sadin otam bikapis. When they applied the plaster, they would not use a metal instrument, which was a utensil that they would use typically speaking, to apply the lime to a wall, but because that was made out of barzel, it was made out of the iron, and they were concerned, Shema Yiga, that maybe, even though the commentaries say, even though just a part of it had iron in it, they were concerned that some of it might touch the stones, and that would disqualify it. The Yifsol. And the reason, so what's the reason why the Torah is so strict with respect to iron that it does not allow it on the altar, whereas what's the underlying concept that why the Torah says Lotanifale and Barzel that you're not allowed to use the iron? So the Mishnah explains a beautiful phrase, Sha Barzel Nivrela Katzer Yamav Shel Adam, because iron is used for a sword, and a sword and iron is used to it kills people. It's an implement of war. But the altar is an implement of prayer. It's used to lengthen the days of man, and so therefore it's not appropriate. It's not appropriate that you should shorten that you should take the part that is used to shorten and use it on top of the thing that is intended to lengthen the life. This is the idea of ein kateger nasa seneger, that the prosecutor should not be made into the defense attorney. It's something which is used to kill people. Iron can't be used for prayer and for peace. This is another reason why some are very strict that when you have to make a correction in a Torah scroll, you don't use a razor blade, but use something that's made out of stone or out of wood. And some are strict when you poke holes in the matzah for this reason, where you don't use an iron instrument, but we do something that's not made out of iron, ein kateger nasa seneger.